Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
It's amazing how a good night's sleep can turn it all around. Although, the same goes for a bad night's sleep, and guess which one I had?
That feeling when you're creeped out by your own greenhouse because you've turned it into a little shop of horrors.
I do have a cactus that's gone rogue, and the new shape concerns me.
That face you make when you realize you're trapped in a hot yoga class with no ventilation and a bunch of sweaty bods.
Ooh, have such a good day. And welcome to Have Such a Good Day, the show that wants you to do just that. And before we get into it, Heather, I just want to say this is a very exciting episode.
Oh my God, it's the most exciting palindrome episode of your life.
Listen, palindromes are always exciting, but 111 is maybe the best one.
We like to call it the palindrome experience. That's what's going to happen here today.
Yeah. Not to be confused with the girlfriend experience.
No.
Very different. Very different. Yeah, no, 111. I'm thrilled. I've been waiting for this for weeks.
Well, actually, you might have
been
waiting.
10 weeks,
you've been waiting
exact.
For this since, I think, episode one, Sarah.
Yeah, I know. There are just little things that make a person happy. I mean, listen, episode 222 will also
be
very cool, but 111 is special.
It's pretty damn good. You know, it's funny. I think I've mentioned this on the show before, but every time I look at the clock, it's like 2:22 or 11:11 all the time. It's bizarre. And I think it's probably because, you know, you look at the clock more than just the once. And so you think that it has some significance, but
there's something
pretty special about that.
You glance at the clock when it's 11:10, you're like, who cares?
Yeah,
it's 11:10,
exactly.
But you're like, 11:11, oh my gosh.
Wow, yeah. What does that mean?
No, I think we've talked about this on the show before.
I think we have too.
That like people have like an 11:11 thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't really get it. That's fine. But
I think it came from a horror movie or something, like The Ring or one of those movies, I'm pretty sure.
I'm not sure either. But anyway.
But I'm Heather, one of your intrepid hosts. And on the other side is Sarah Lane.
That would be me. Hi.
Dat you. This is the show where we unpack what it all means in crazy life. How y'all doing out there today?
Oh, man. Heather, I've had a week. And anybody who listens to the show regularly is like, are they ever not going to have one of those weeks? No, the answer is no. There's always going to be one of those weeks.
There's always a good day and a bad day within the week. So there's so much to unpack. And
for sure.
And, you know, honestly, it's like... it's just the way it goes. It's the way the cookie crumbles.
It is. I mentioned that I did not sleep well last night, which is true. I've been up since 3:30, bitches. Why? I don't know. And it's funny because it's like I went to bed early. You know, I don't go to bed late, especially on you know like
school night.
Yeah, like school night, exactly. And, you know, I tucked myself in. I actually saw like an Airbnb message from, you know, the guest that's here right now. And I was like, 10:30, I don't respond to you till tomorrow, period. And, you know, and just like, I was just kind of like, I'm cozy, reading my book, doing my stuff. At one point though, I don't know why, maybe I had to pee already, but I woke up and I was like, oh, shit, I didn't take my contacts out. Gotta take them out.
That's happened to me many times.
Yeah, like, it's not, you know, I'm not going to go blind or anything, but I was like, no, don't leave them in. And then I took them out, and then I was kind of like, my heart was beating, and then I was sort of like awake for a while, and then...
I'm glad your heart was beating.
Yeah, exactly. I'm alive. But that feeling where you're just like, chill, 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 go back to sleep, go back to sleep. You have hours. And then finally, it just wasn't going to happen.
Oh, man.
And I knew it. And I was like, just get up.
So you got up at 3:30?
I did. Which is funny because my dog and my cat are both like, fuck you. Like, we're not getting up. Why are you up? You know, like, unless you're like, if I put shoes on or whatever and they're like, whoa, she's doing something weird, then they might like get.
And they're such creatures of habit, and they totally are thrown when you do something different.
Yeah, no, I didn't even turn on any lights or anything because I'm like, it's dark outside. Everything's dark. My life is dark. And I just sort of like sat there, you know, put my glasses on because I'm not wearing my contacts because I'm trying to give my eyes a break, you know, and just was like.
Did you watch a movie? Oh. What'd you do?
No. I mean, at 3:30, like, can you imagine being like, I can't sleep. I'm like really bummed. Let's watch a movie.
Sometimes my boyfriend does that when he gets up.
Well,
really early.
Yeah. People have all sorts of ways of coping. For me, I'm like, I'll just get on the internet and see what the East Coast is doing, you know, because they're just waking up.
Yeah.
But yeah. It's been a long day.
Gosh,
it's
been Sarah.
A long day already.
Man, Mondays.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
It doesn't even matter because I'll say Mondays on Fridays. You know, when someone's having a bad day in a movie, I just go, Mondays.
It's funny. On Instagram, I don't know if you're aware of this, Heather, because you have a dog as well. Mm-hmm. But there are like dog memes. Mm-hmm. Well, meme is maybe not the right word. There are like things that dog parents who run... Instagram accounts for their dogs. So we're all a little crazy to begin with.
Oh, yeah.
They participate in, you know, like Monday is always just like show a picture of your dog, like hiding under the blanket. And
yeah.
Like, Monday, don't want to do it. And then like Tuesday is tongue out Tuesday. It's a picture of your dog, like with their tongue out.
Like
you
derpy.
Know, and then Wednesday is won't look Wednesday.
Oh, I didn't know this.
Where like your dog, like, you know, you're trying to take a photo and you're like, look here. And they're like, no, I don't want to do this. That's Wednesday. Uh-huh. I don't know what Thursday is. And then Friday is
throwback.
Just like, yay, ready for the weekend.
I had no idea. Sarah, you've been holding out on me.
I know. There's so many things on the internet.
The internet is just a wonderful place and a
it
horrible
is.
Place at the same time.
But, Heather, I don't know if you've had a standout day that was a good day or a bad day over the last week, but I had one that was, let's call it an exciting day.
Ooh.
And I'll tell you all about it now.
Okay.
So when I adopted Otis the dog back in 2018, was it 2018? Yeah, it was. You know, he was the most adorable dog. I had kind of a hard time adjusting to dog life, but you know, I picked it up. You know, after a couple months, I was like, this is the best thing I've ever done. And you know, he's a big boy and he's got two different colored eyes and people just stop us all the time. And they're like, oh my gosh, look at your dog. Wow, look at those eyes. What is he? And you know, when I had adopted him, they had said he was a boxer pointer mix. And, you know, I was like, all right, sounds kind of looks right. Sounds right. Whatever. But like, you don't really know. So I eventually did Embark, which is one of the doggy DNA tests. There are others, but this was the one that I used. And I got it back. And sure enough, he's half boxer. He's the second half of him is mostly Great Pyrenees. And then there's a little Staffy and there's a little Doberman.
Cute.
So, you know, but so when people say, what is he? I say, he's a boxer Great Pyrenees. Oh, wow. Cool. You know, that whole thing. It's like, if there was ever like a Groundhog Day, That is my Groundhog Day. Wow, your dog's so cute. What is he?
That's hilarious.
Every day of my life, if I encounter someone I've not seen before. Yeah. And that's fine. Whatever. And bark, it not only is, you know, you like swab their, you know, mouth and you send it off and you get your results back. But then they kind of try to like add a little social network aspect to it where they will say, based on, you know, because it's DNA related, just like 23andMe for humans or whatever, is, you know, oh, we would, you know, match you with someone who has a dog that has a high enough DNA match that, like, I don't know, maybe you guys can like talk amongst yourselves type thing. And the thing is that Otis is only a half of a boxer, and all his matches, and he has quite a few of them, are all just boxers. Because a lot of people are, you know, like purebred kind of people. And it's like, sure, I mean, you share a lot of DNA, but like, you're not siblings. I mean, I don't really have anything to talk about with these people, you know. But, you know, I always, you know, I would check in, especially once I did the whole thing. I would check in periodically and just be like, is there a new match? You know, kind of thing. Okay, so, and then I sort of lost interest because I had done the DNA test like last year, probably about a year ago. And I just didn't log in for a while. Logged in, let's say around May. And it was like, you have like a sibling match.
Mm.
And that means that the DNA is high enough that, you know, the algorithm that Embark is using is like, these dogs are from the same litter. There's just no way that they would have that much of the same DNA otherwise. I had never seen that before. And I was like, holy shit. And there was this other dog. I'll keep her name secret just, you know, to protect the innocent. But but so she was in the system. And like when you have your dog in the system, you upload photos and like give them a bio and all that stuff. She didn't have a photo. She did have a bio, and it was very brief, but it was like, found it in LA, stray, you know, in 2018. And I'm like, oh my God, it's his sister.
What?
It's his sister.
No.
Yeah. But there was no photo. So I messaged, because you can like message on the platform. I messaged the person, you know, who was like running the account, and I was like, I know this sounds really weird, but my name is Sarah. You know, it kind of told my little story, and like, I would really love to know more about your dog. And he just never responded to me. And, you know, I was like logging in every day, twice a day for a while. And you can see when it says like unread, where you're like, okay, he's not ignoring me. He just like isn't like doing this.
Yeah.
So, you know, time went on, and I, again, kind of forgot about it. Then finally, the other day, I don't know, somebody probably had said something to me like, oh my God, your dog, look at those eyes, what is he? And I was like, oh yeah, Embark. I haven't been on there in a while. I log in, he's written me back. And he says, hey, Sarah, sorry, I you know, wasn't meaning to ignore you. That was a foster dog, and she's since been adopted. We don't have her anymore, but I'm happy to send you a photo. And so I wrote back right away. I was like, please do send me a photo. And if you have any other information about her, I'd love to have it. You know, like, wink, wink, like, tell me who adopted her.
Yeah.
So I can stalk them. You know, and he wrote back and said, hey, yeah, I'm having a hard time like attaching photos. You want to just email me? So this is where it gets weird. So I just want to say, I am a excellent internet detective. Okay. Don't want to brag. That's just one of my skills. If you're on the lam, you're running from the feds, I will find you. And so I already knew who this person was because I looked him up. You know, I know where he works. I know what his phone number is. But I wasn't going to call him or be weird about it. I was just like, okay, I know who you are. So he sends me an email address, and I'm like, I think you're missing one letter off of your last name because I know who you are, you know? And so I just sort of like, I sent an email, and it bounces back, of course. And I was like, okay, what do I do at this point? Because I don't want to scare this person off. I really want to see a photo of this dog. Well, what do I do? You know, so I wrote him back, and, you know, very politely was like, hey, your email bounced back, like, totally, you know, I work in technology, happens all the time. Ha ha, wink, wink. But like, want to look at that again? So that you are now all caught up on the story because this happened this morning, 1 hour before we started the show. And all I want is to see a photo of Otis's sister and this guy who's like, I mean, you have to be very delicate about these things, right? Because like, there's going to be a point where he's like, too much.
Yeah, he might drop off and not even.
Yeah, and he's like, this isn't even my dog. It was just, you know, we foster family, whatever. You know, like we just like had her for a minute. And like for whatever reason, he put her into the system. So that's why I'm like, yeah, but you care enough to have done that.
I love this.
We're going to find out.
I totally picture you, you know, like in the wee hours, like you got your hoodie on and you're, it's like the just the light from your laptop, you know, and you're just like creeping out. Reminds me of like a Portlandia episode or something. It's like you're just like, it's like super sexy what you're doing on the internet.
It's really sexy, Heather. I can't tell you how sexy it is at 3:30 to be like, did that guy get back to me on Embark yet?
I love it. I love it.
You know what are you gonna do? We're in a pandemic.
Hey, and you know what?
So yeah,
it's like, what do you expect? I mean, you can't be sexy all the time, Sarah. I mean, it's just impossible.
No, gosh, certainly not. But
keep us posted.
Thank you. I will. I'll keep you posted. I mean, the next episode we have, there might be a photo. I just want to see this other dog because it's like, here's, it's. The DNA thing, like if someone was like, Sarah, you have a twin sister, I'd be like, eh, who cares? But when it comes to my dog, I'm like, show me that dog. And I would like to talk more to the owner about, you know, their care and, you know, everything. So here we are.
Screw humans. Who cares? I know. It's funny. The older
I mean, my
I've
mom
gotten...
has been trying to get me to do a DNA test for years. And I'm always like,
you've never done it? I thought you did.
I didn't. No, she bought me one and was like, please do this.
And you didn't do it?
I didn't do it.
For her?
I didn't do it like to be like mean or anything. I just like, there was like a physical box and it went somewhere and I moved houses. Like it just, I don't know.
You needed a
pen.
Can't
find it.
Yeah, I know.
But the whole thing with the human stuff is, and I totally get, my mom knows everything about her lineage, mm-hmm. but she doesn't, like, I'm the only real person who can give her information about my dad's lineage.
Oh, you should do it and surprise her for Christmas or her birthday or something. She would love
it. She listens to the show, so surprise, Mom.
Sorry. Hi, Linnell.
That's all right. I don't know why I'm like, I wish I cared more. Like, I'm like, I know what I am. I'm fine.
Yeah.
You know?
But see, I thought I knew who I was, and I was totally wrong. Like, I thought I was so Germanic, but I'm not. Like, Frank, I mean, my sister used to be like, you're so German. You're just like your bony face and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like...
You always say this. Like, also, shout out to Germans. You don't have bony faces.
I don't even know what she's talking about, but... But she doesn't listen to the show, so it's all good. But yeah, I've been like way more French, which was sort of surprised me because I was drawn to French, you know, at a young age and drawn to Paris and the whole thing. And who knows? It's all a big mystery. But...
Well, so enough about dogs. Heather, how's your week been? Did you have a standout day?
I did. I had like the great day and then I had the not so great day. So my great day, I'm going to start strong. I'm going to start on the positive tip here. So I'm so used to living in a grand city with millions of things to do, museums and different restaurants and lots of activities. And I do miss that. I won't lie. I would say that I maybe wouldn't take advantage of it as much as I used to nowadays, especially with, you know, the pandemic and everything. And don't necessarily really want to cruise a museum with a mask on and, you know, do the whole thing. So, you know, I'm definitely more in a remote area. It's very beautiful, natural beauty, you know, and there's a lot of outdoor activities. It's great. I should take up kayaking or something else. But there's not, I feel like I still have to figure out what I can do on the weekend that is like a fun jaunt that's different, you know, do something that I've not done before. And like in the city, it's kind of easy to do that because there's just constantly new things happening.
Sure, so, yeah. Go to a new place, see a show.
Yeah, like something just like fresh and new to clear the cobwebs. And we were like, let's do a day trip. So it was kind of my idea to go somewhere new. And I was thinking we would go east, we'd go to the Trinities or something. Cause you know, I explored that with my good friend in college, Abby, way back when. We went to the Trinities a lot and, you know, I've explored this area, but it's been like, you know, a very long time. So there are some places around here that I never went. One being the Lost Coast, which is a section of California coastline between Mendocino and here basically that mm-hmm. you can't really drive on the road. Like there's a section where you have to cut over inland, and then it's a strip of cliff on the ocean that has no roads, so you have to hike it. And there's a notorious hike that is called the Lost Coast hike, and you have to camp. So I mean, you go in and you don't come out for like 3 days. It's like, you know, it's a pretty long haul.
Oh my God, it gives me so much anxiety.
I know, me too. And it's funny because I used to hike
fun.
A lot.
Sounds fun, but
yeah, it sounds exciting.
Like,
but like,
3 days.
I know, me too. And we were standing at the trailhead, like reading about it, and just like, you know, what you have to pack in and pack out, and the bears and all the things. And it's just like, oh man, you know, in college I would have been like, yeah, no big deal. Like I'll just take a bag of granola and. Whatever.
Hope for the best.
Yeah, hope for the best, which I've done that before. That's a story for another time. But anyway, what I loved about this is like, okay, Saturday morning, we're getting up early. We're getting an early start. I don't need to get up early and go. Like my life is actually pretty plush in the sense that I do get up between 6 and 7:30 usually. And I start working, but I just walk across the hallway to my office, you know? And so I don't have to like jump in the car and go. Occasionally I'll have a meeting or an appointment or whatever, but you know, I'm not getting on the road early. So this was kind of like a fun, ooh, I haven't done this in a while. Getting up and going feels kind of good. And you know, the whole feeling of just like, it's been a while since I've gone to a new place, like a totally new place, a totally new road, you know, totally different landscape. And this place in particular, so it's a town called Petrolia. So it's on the Lost Coast. One of our patrons lives there, Gabby. Hey, Gabby, what up? I was in your town this weekend.
What up, Gabs?
I may have seen you riding your bike. I thought maybe that was you. But anyway, so there's only like 300 people that live there, which I was sort of surprised to even read that many people live there. I think it was like 300 to 500, but it seemed like 12 people live there. I mean, it's a really small town. And it was so interesting. It was just like, you know, it's really remote. There's only like one road that goes out there. And like I said, you can't drive along the coast. And the beaches are fascinating. They're like, I mean, it's hard to explain. I mean, I know you, Sarah and I, we've both grew up in California. We're both very familiar with the California coastline and how it ranges from SoCal to NorCal. And it's very different.
Yeah.
And sure, there's that. But this is a coastline that's totally different than any coastline in California that I've ever seen. I'm not kidding. It has these weird holy rocks. It feels like, you know, the sand. It's kind of like lots of these kind of dark holy rocks that kind of
pepper.
What do
you mean holy?
Well, they have
rocks.
Like almost like Swiss cheese. They've got like
oh.
these...
Right.
Yeah.
Not God related.
No. Well, maybe. I don't know. But they actually
maybe
have.
Maybe God did it.
Yeah. It's
Who
like
knows?
Some kind of creature maybe created it or, yeah, the water over time. But it really does look like you're on another planet because it has like these kind of tide pools. And again, it does not look like SoCal. It doesn't look like NorCal. It's an interesting spot, you know, and I ended up kind of reading about it online and I was pretty fascinated by. Some of the, you know, here's some of the quotes from online just to kind of like help explain it to you. Some travel magazine said it was like too lovely to be believed, perhaps too beautiful to last. And it's been basically one of the most like wild places in California you could ever see now because there's just really not a lot of human traffic. It's very much escaped like tourism kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Not many people know about it, but Petrolia actually... was the first town where they drilled oil, hence petroleum. That's why it's called that. It's very Norman Rockwell, I would say. And what's really cool is that There's tons of environmental activists that live there. Now there's a fair amount of marijuana. It used to be more like logging, that kind of thing. I mean, I saw a lot of huge marijuana farms out there. And there's a lot of artists. It's really interesting. There's quite a few artists and musicians that just, you know, there's people that want to be reclusive. Like, I meet a lot of those people up here, actually. They're like, yeah, I just don't want to be in the city. I like having my space. And there's apparently three fault lines, earthquake fault lines, which is pretty sketchy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm aware of this.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. And they have their own emergency helpline. So instead of calling 911, they have created like a community, you know, helpline, which is really fascinating to me. Anyway, and Sarah, to top it off, there's zebras. There's some rich person, seriously, is building this huge house on the side of the road. You kind of have to look for it. And he/she has like four or five zebras, like out in his/her front yard.
Oh, okay. I thought you were gonna say like, there are just wild zebras at the Lost Coast.
No.
Just no one knows unless they camp for 3 days.
But I don't really know what his... I mean, I'm sure it's like a rich person shipped them over from Africa or something.
People want to create zoos.
Yeah, that's
for
true.
Sure. We have a zoo here in Sonoma County called Safari West.
Yep.
Same idea.
Yep.
Not just zebras, but it's like, you know, there's lions and monkeys and zebras and... all sorts of bears
and bears,
you know,
oh,
and kids, you know, and you can like go and hang out, and it's not a zoo so much as a
it's like a little park. My mom really wants to go there.
A sanctuary, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm into it.
I'm into it too.
If I had land, I would have a zoo. The best zoo you ever saw.
Oh, I would so have a zoo. And I think zebras are fascinating. Although I hear they're pretty, you know, kind of aggressive. But this town has one gas pump. And it has a working phone booth, which I thought was really cool. Anyway, so long story short, it was a wonderful, wonderful day. Like maybe a two-hour drive. Beautiful drive. You would really like it, Sarah. It was really special. And felt really good when we got home. We're like, God, it was a great day. It was so, so fun and interesting listening to music and on those little curvy roads. But so the not so great is kind of associated with what I was talking about earlier, that my greenhouse project has gotten a little out of hand. And I realized I have like an overzealousness that can sometimes bite me in the ass. And I get really excited about stuff and I go over the top and I'm, you know, making it perfect.
Perfect, yeah.
And
yeah.
So I was really, you know, last year, you know, we had a lot of success in our greenhouse. And this year I was like, I'm gonna do this. And I had this whole plan. And it's awesome. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's like, it is beautiful, but you can't even open the door anymore because the tomatillo plant is literally like reaching its vines out to strangle me. I mean, I really overdid. I've got like my cherry tomato plant is like smothering my cucumber plants, and my cucumber plants are smothering all my pepper plants, and all these, there's just so many vines everywhere. I've got like the grape vines that my dad planted years ago. So we literally have grapes. And I mean, you walk in here, it's actually very amusing. It really does look like a little shop of horrors. So yeah, so I realized though, I'm like, you know, a good thing can turn bad in a way. I mean, it's not bad because I have, you know, such a bounteous crop. In fact, I pickled some peppers yesterday. I've got much more variety this year. Got a lot of shishitos and padrones and cherry bombs. It's pretty fun.
That's awesome.
Amazing, crazy cucumbers. They're the weirdest things to grow too. Like you go in there and they're like camouflaged. So like, it's so viney in there and so green that you can't even see when the cucumbers are ready because they match the leaves. And it's so weird. And your eye will kind of like, all of a sudden you're staring in one spot and you don't see anything. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, that is a huge cucumber. How did I not see that? And you have to like, you know, cut them off because it's like ready to go. I mean, you should see this, Sarah. It's wild. I overdid it, but it's so fun.
Well, live and learn, right? I mean, that's sort of the beauty of gardening. And you are way more, you know, your vegetable garden that is, we're not we're not peers at all in that sense. I mean, we have a lemon tree here. And so lots of lemons. Well, in the winter.
It's great.
Really. Lemon
trees are expensive.
Kind of done for the year. Yeah, it's a beautiful Meyer lemon tree. It's awesome.
Lemon tree is very pretty.
And I'm all about the succulents. You know, I'm a cactus aficionado.
Oh, yeah.
And also, I was just telling my mom the other day, it's like, I have these planters where I've got some petunias in there. And like, when I planted them in April, right? Because they're annuals. Like, you know, they're not going to come back.
Yep.
You know, they were so happy and beautiful. And it's like, oh, you know, and you know, there's irrigation. So, I mean, I didn't really have to do that much once I got them in there. And now they're kind of... It's sort of like we're getting to the end of the summer. Yeah. I mean, I know it's like only the beginning of August, but like it's getting to the end of the summer where it's like, the plants, like they start to get leggy and just like sort of sad.
It bums
you know,
me out too.
And you don't want to cut them back too much because you don't want to kill them. Mm-mm. But you're like, but trust me, you're better this way.
You know, it's so funny. It's like I never really appreciate. There's certain flowers that I now appreciate so much more seeing them in the wild. Like sometimes I'll see something in like a bouquet and I'm like, I don't know. Like gladiolus, for example, they're perennials. I'm like, literally they just popped up. I don't remember them from last year and they're majestic. They're those tall.
They're so pretty.
Wow. And so tropical. It like makes this property feel like so much more tropical and they're, I never appreciated them until now. And I'm like, wow, I love bulb flowers. They're so special because they just, you don't remember where you planted them and then they just like pop up.
It's awesome. So true. Yeah. It's so true. And, you know, apologies to anybody who's listening to the show being like, come on, talk about other things.
I know we need to have
flowers.
A gardening podcast.
We do. We really do. I need a spinoff gardening podcast. But yeah, so I only go so far as gardening goes, but we have, you know, gardeners and landscapers who come in and, you know, tend to the spot. And I vaguely remember in the winter, kind of my main contact, you know, who's here every other week saying like, oh yeah, we, you know, like we kind of tilled and put some seeds in there. And I was like, yeah, whatever, you know, fine.
Yeah.
And like a week ago, I was like, the hell are these? And of course I take out my, you know, my phone because I've got, you know, an app that, you know, identifies plants. And it's like this like weird kind of lily. I can't think of it right now because I don't have my phone with me, of course, but beautiful. And came like, we have all these daisies, so many daisies around here. And daisies are great,
here
but like
too.
They get out of control too.
They do.
And you know,
they're kind of like a weed.
They are. They're weed like, but they're pretty,
very.
You know, until they die. And then you're like, ugh, daisies.
Yeah.
but in the daisies, these lilies grew and they just sat there all summer until like recently. And now they're like, you look at them and you're like, oh my God. Yeah. Like you talk about bouquets, like someone would like be like really excited to have a bouquet of lilies. Like,
oh yeah,
these.
Of course.
They're so pretty and they smell so good.
Oh, I know. We have a lot of those wild lilies and there's a lot of different kinds. And you know, what's really cool too is a whole other level, which is for another show, another time. But, I just found the other day, still going through my dad's stuff, a guide that he wrote, like a map of all of the fruit trees on the property, you know, that he planted all of them. And there's a whole wide array of them. And right now we have cherries. Like, it's crazy because I don't like some fruit trees, apparently. I don't know a lot about. That's a whole other level of gardening that I would like to learn about. You have to like prune your fruit trees, blah, blah, blah. But like apparently some fruit trees skip seasons. So like, I don't remember there being cherries last year, but there's like literally, Sarah, we have a whole tree full of cherries and we got a ladder out and like we're climbing up there eating these cherries and all the apples are starting to grow. And it's just, it's a trip. It's like that is definitely an area that I don't have a lot of expertise in, but it does take a certain type of, apparently pruning fruit trees is quite an art, and it's not that easy.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I grew up on an apple orchard. Mm-hmm. I did not prune any apple trees myself, you know, because that was my job. I was just a kid, but I watched, you know, I observed that quite a bit, you know, and even like spraying and stuff, like, yeah, that's what happened. And It is not insignificant, the amount of work that kind of thing takes.
Yeah.
Just to like get a crop and then sell it to somebody kind of thing.
It takes nurturing, like anything though. Like, you know, you can't just like plant a tree and then just let it do its thing. I mean, you got to nurture it. And anyway,
I can think of so many days where I was like, oh, you know, here I am like, I don't know, 12, right? And it's like, ooh, it's a nice day, I'll lay out. And my dad was like, come inside, they're spraying. And I'm like, who cares?
You're like, what does that mean?
Get inside. You know, because like when you live out in the country, you're like, I mean, what's going to happen?
Well, and you don't think of that stuff when you're a kid at all. Like, you don't think, oh, is the water system clean? Is this potable water? Like, you don't think about that.
You don't care
about,
will the sun kill me eventually if I keep doing this? All the things. Cover up, all y'all. I mean, some people are luckier than others. You know, and we've talked about this. I used to love to be as tan as possible. It made me feel pretty.
Me too.
And kind of like sun-kissed and the whole thing. And it's like, I don't know why I felt that way. I mean, I guess it's societal, right?
Uh-huh.
And having done extensive travel around the world, it's like, people feel the absolute opposite in many places, where it's like getting too much sun is actually, it's less pretty or attractive or whatever, you know, depending on who you are. And yeah, I mean, I'm out of the game.
Yeah,
I'm out of the
too.
Game. You know, yeah. I will wear the largest straw hat you've ever seen all day until 7 p.m. when the sun finally goes down over the mountain, and then I'm good. I do not want any more sun on my bod.
Yeah, gosh, life sure does change.
So on the subject of healthcare, I know this is like a very uplifting episode, everybody, but I had to go into the doctor's office a couple times last week, and, you know, it was nothing major, no big deal, but there was a day where there were like a couple things I had to do, and I had asked them, when I say them, it's Kaiser Permanente, which is my healthcare provider, which is huge in the West Coast. I don't really know if Kaiser is anywhere else, but if you know it, you know it. And I'm sure there are equivalents all around the world, but, it's this big kind of behemoth healthcare place. And what's nice about it is that they've got a, you know, robust online system. You schedule whatever you want. You don't have to like be on the phone for a while, whatever. And when you go there, I think that what would turn people off to sort of like the old way of healthcare would be, well, I mean, I want my family doctor, you know, that person that I have spoken to and has seen me over the years and kind of knows me and whatever. It's like, this is not Kaiser. You can have that if you really work at it. But the idea is that if you need to see a doctor in 1 hour, you just go there and someone will see you because there's so many doctors that work there. It's sort of this, you don't have to be like, oh, is my doctor like on vacation?
Cool.
All that stuff is like, it's very easy to get an appointment for anything you want because you're basically going to a hospital at all times.
Yeah.
It's a big hospital. It's just that not everything is an emergency. Mm-hmm. So it's like, want to see a doctor? Want to see a dermatologist? Want to see a radiologist? Want to get an ultrasound? All of those things is like pretty easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I like Kaiser for that reason. Anyway, I was there the other day, and because of my, you know, my work schedule, you know, when they when I think about, you know, when's the best time to go, it's like either like the earliest appointment you have available or the latest. Because midday I'm like doing podcasts and working and, you know, it's like I don't have a lunch hour kind of thing. So I booked this appointment for 7:20. And, you know, when I booked it, I was like, yeah, I mean, I'll be up. It's fine. But like, there's a little bit more to it, right? Like that means I have to drive to my mom's, drop Otis off because I can't leave him at the, well, I could, but I don't want to leave him at the house for, you know, that long. And I don't know how long I'm going to be there. And the hospital is like not that far away from me. It's maybe 25-minute drive. So not super bad. But my mom's is like, you know, that's another 20 minutes out of the way kind of thing. So for me to get to Kaiser at 7:20, I was actually quite early because I overshot it. But like that required a long morning mm-hmm. on my part, you know, just to like get there. So I'm sitting there and, you know, I check in and they're like barely even open at that point, you know, and they're like, well, you know, appointments at 7:20. And I'm like, I know I'm early. It's fine. You know, mm-hmm. I got my internet. We're good. You know, I'm kind of sitting there. But as I'm sitting there, I'm watching other people come in and check in for various reasons. And, you know, you don't want to, I mean, I'm not trying to like eavesdrop, but in a small room, you're going to hear, you know, what's your date of birth? Why are you here? Kind of stuff where you're like, gosh, I like getting a lot of personal information about this other person, you know, like that kind of where you're just like, I don't even want it, but like I have it now, you know? Mm-hmm. And there were a string of people, mostly elderly. And this one man in particular, like he was struggling to get up to that front desk. Mm-hmm. And again, it's early. There are not a lot of staff there. So I'm sure somebody would have helped him mm-hmm. if, you know, they would have seen that he needed help. And I didn't want to approach him because COVID, right? You know, it's like you don't, you know, we're all wearing masks in there kind of thing. Like mm-hmm. it's like you don't want to have contact with anybody to make, you know, to put them at risk, et cetera. And, you know, he had gone up to the front desk and he thought he was in the right place and he was supposed to get like a shoulder x-ray or something, you know, and they're like, yeah, no, you're not on the schedule. And he's like, what? You know, and like so sad where, aww. I mean, he wasn't senile or anything. He was just a little bit older and yeah. not getting around that well. And yeah, like, and then it was, and the woman working behind the desk, bless her heart. I mean, I saw her like work with some difficult people before he even got there. So it's like, I get where she's just trying to keep her shit together mm-hmm. kind of thing, you know, and here I am sitting there just like, well, and I'm early, I'm chilling in the corner, you know, but he like, they basically told him, hey, so you like messed up your appointment. You're not going to get, you know, your x-ray. But if you go to the hospital, like the full-on ER, mm-hmm. they'll take you. And he was like, well, is that going to cost me different? And they're like, probably, yeah. Because now it becomes an emergency situation. He's like, oh, no, I need to call my daughter. And he sort of like wanders off. And I was just like, I sat there and it was so early. I had not had any coffee. And so I wasn't like capable of being all that mad, but I was like, this is really effed up. This whole thing is really effed up.
It is.
You know, I wish I could have helped this man. And I wish I could help everybody who needs yeah. help, you know. I wish I could help myself. I was there for a reason too, you know, kind of thing. But like, it really just, I had to do a big sigh and just be like, okay, let's get through the day, Sarah. Mm-hmm. We're just going to get through the day, you know, and don't let this become this spiral thing that happens to you. But yeah, it really shook me.
The same thing happens to me all the time when I go to the doctor. Like I'll be in the waiting room and it's just like, everyone looks so sad. And then just, I don't know. It's definitely, I feel you. And the healthcare system in this country obviously is very messed up. And
yeah, we have a long way to go.
These are the stories that make me go, God, I really should have like married a European. I have a friend who actually ended up marrying a French guy and lives in Cannes in France. And the healthcare system is amazing. Like the stories that she's told me about getting pregnant and all the support and how cheap it is and how like attentive they are. It just makes me want to.
Well, you know what? It's all relative.
It is. It's
because there are all sorts of stories about healthcare all over the world. And
there are.
And yes, you're right. The USA, we got a ways to go.
We do.
But there are things that we also are privileged enough to enjoy that other people don't have.
It's so, true. It's all a trade-off. And, you know, there's, and I lived in Europe, and like there's a lot of bureaucracy and there's a lot of things that they're very behind on. God, I remember even just, you know, dealing with banks. This is, you know, many, many, many years ago, but they were not very high tech, let me tell you. It would have probably driven you batty, Sarah. But yeah, I mean, there's, you know, one, you get one thing and you don't get another, and that's just the way it goes. But yeah, so I want to talk a little bit about the lost art of surprise. And I'm not talking about surprise parties. You know, we've talked about this on the show before, you know, sort of that sort of, I guess, bigger scale surprise. I want to talk about very small, subtle surprises that we've forgotten about because we have the internet and everything is kind of spoiled before you watch a movie or watch a TV show, whatever it is any kind of art that you're engaging in. So my boyfriend, like I've said, he has an incredible collection of Blu-rays and DVDs because he works in the industry and he gets a lot of them from the companies he works for. He also is very fond of traditional media because there's so many movies that do not exist online anymore. And it's getting worse because you've got all these, you know, behemoth streaming services that are specific, you know, to some kind of film company, and they only have those titles. So it is getting harder and harder to find certain movies anywhere. Like there's, I would have never thought about this if it wasn't for him, because I have always been a streaming person. I've always been a movie person, but I got rid of all of my DVDs except for a few, like a long time ago. I thought, who needs them? But now I'm realizing with all the great stuff that he brings to the table, I'm like, whoa. And I look and I check to see, oh, could we have watched that online? No. Like, you have to buy the DVD. You cannot stream it anywhere. And that's been happening a lot lately. So most of the time, you know, we were really into movies. We watch such a wide range. You know, we watch a lot of all kinds of genres. So we always know, we kind of go, what are we going to watch tonight? And it's either like he picks it, I pick it, we pick it, we know what we're going to watch and we've talked about it. We really like a certain director, so we're going to watch this old movie that they did or whatever. And so there's always like a lot of information that we already have going into what we're going to watch. You know, we always know like whatever genre, like I'm in the mood for a thriller, I'm in the mood for a comedy, whatever. So that's most nights. Every once in a while, my boyfriend will be like, oh, I got something for you. Yeah, it was really hard to find, but I really think you're going to like this. I think this is, and he'll kind of tell me a few days before and be like, let's watch that, whatever you got me tonight. And so he kind of sprung a movie on me last night and, you know, bought it on the interwebs. And it was like the perfect movie for me. And it sounds like no big deal, but in this day and age, like I feel like with the internet and with everything, like I research and look up like IMDb, the internet movie database. I research like who's in it, who's the director, what other movies did they do? Like, and I know so much about a movie going in, and there was something really, really special about, I had no idea. I didn't know if it was a foreign movie. I didn't know who directed it. I didn't even know what genre it was. And for most of the movie, I was like, okay, this is a drama, but it could turn into a thriller. And it was kind of fun to just have this, like, I guess it's a suspension of disbelief kind of thing that we don't have a lot of anymore because the internet has ruined us. But if anyone is interested in what he chose, you can't watch this online. I'll try to give you some pointers on how to find it. But it's called La Piscine. It's French. It means the swimming pool. And it stars one of my favorite French actors, Alain Delon. You may know of him, you film aficionados out there. He's wonderful. Jane Birkin, who's Charlotte Gainsbourg's baby mama. She's beautiful. Sarah, you would really like this movie.
Yeah.
It's lovely.
And it sounds like my jam.
Yeah, it's like from 1969. It takes place in southern France. There's a pool. They're on vacation.
There better be a pool.
Yeah.
La Piscine.
It's really lovely. And it's essentially about a couple lovers that spend their vacation in a villa near the French Riviera. And one of the characters invites a former lover and his teenage daughter to stay. And then like tension rises and there's like all this stuff that kind of unravels. And it's a great movie. So I highly recommend it. But what I'm recommending here more than anything is, I don't know, do this to your partner or friend, like just spring something on them. And I think it's a really like lost, it's a kind of a lost art.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really cool. La Piscine, I have not heard about it. I am also, you know, it's funny, you're kind of, even though we both love our research, mm-hmm. I am the opposite of you when it comes to movies. Mm-hmm. I want nothing to do with anything. If someone's like, this is a great movie, you should watch it. Or even a TV show.
So I'm you'll like, watch okay. it. You'll be okay to just dive in.
I would prefer not to. No trailers, ever.
That's like Elijah. That's like my boyfriend. He doesn't, he is like that
no.
too. No trailers.
And I might not like it. And that's fine. I'll like bail out if it's not sure. for me. But I like to have as little information as possible because it's just like, it ends up clouding my idea
of
whether or not something's good
totally.
Type thing. Which is, you know, when we were talking, I guess it was last week, about I Think You Should Leave. And you were like, would I like it? And I'm like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I really don't know if you would like that show. And like, I don't want to tell you too much about it. Like, you just like figure it out, you know, and then come back to me and tell me if you liked it or not.
Well, I appreciate that about you, Sarah, because like when my sister was here, Elijah would spring stuff on her because he knows what she likes. And it's kind of what I like, but a little weirder. And she would look it up immediately on IMDb or Rotten Tomatoes and be like, it got like a 51. And Elijah would be like, that doesn't mean anything. Like, it really doesn't. I mean, it's like, and so she wouldn't want to see it. And she would kind of lose interest right off the bat because she already saw like the review and she'd be on her phone. And it was just like, ugh. You know, so
I mean, it's a mixed bag, right?
It is a mixed bag.
Some movie, let's say that, you know, it's like got the Academy Award, Best Picture. It's like probably a pretty good movie.
Sure.
It might not be your cup of tea, but like, you know, that's a bar, right?
Yes.
But yeah, some other kind of movie, it's like you're doing like Metacritic ratings and Rotten Tomato and word of mouth mm-hmm. and your friends and mm-hmm. all of that matters. It mm-hmm. does.
Yeah.
I just feel like I'm like my mood will dictate lots of things day to day, people.
Oh yeah.
So like, don't you tell me what's good and bad, because like, I mean, I watched Walk the Line over mm-hmm. the weekend, which is one of my favorite movies ever. That is a great ass movie. You might not like it, and that's mm-hmm. fine. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a pretty good movie. If you don't like it, I wonder. But
yeah,
like,
I wonder about you.
But like, there are certain things that we gravitate towards, and it's nobody's better or worse than others.
I totally agree. I totally agree. What do you guys think? Email us at hi@havesuchagoodday.com or jump into our Discord. All you have to do is pay $5 a month. It's just like the cost of a cappuccino these days. And you can jump into our Discord and talk to us 24/7. We may not respond at 2:30 in the morning, or Sarah might, because she'll be up and about.
Up. It was
trolling the internet.
Heather, 3:30. I wasn't up at 2:30 like a psycho.
That would be crazy.
Yeah, that would be like the previous night. Ha ha! Can you imagine?
Oh God!
You know, someone being like, "Oh, were you up till 2:30?" I'd be like, "Fuck no!"
No, I know people.
I was
who
asleep
don't,
at 10. Like
who
an
don't
adult.
Sleep on a regular basis. I do not know how they live. I just don't. I don't get it.
I don't either. But yes, anybody who is, well, if you're in our Discord, you already know about it, and we love you, and so fun to chat with everybody week to week in between shows. But patreon.com/havesuchagoodday is where you can find out more about how to directly support the show. We are listener supported, and we really, really appreciate everybody who supports. If you can't, we totally get it. If you can, we would love to have you. And yeah, at the $5 and up per month level, get access to our Discord, and it's a fun time in there.
Yes.
In fact, Catherine in Discord had mentioned, because she knew that this was coming up, that it was a palindrome episode. Thank you for caring about my weird, I don't know. I don't even know what
your
you
quirks.
Call it. Like, a weird quirk, yeah. Catherine said we stopped to switch drivers starting a vacation early, and boom, palindrome. So what she's talking about here is the mileage. It was 27272 miles.
Ooh, that is
on
a
the car.
Good one. That's a good one.
It's a really
that
good
makes
one.
Me dizzy.
That is, I mean, that's a 5-digit palindrome. Oh, love it. Gives me chills.
It does.
Thank you so much for letting us know, and hope you have fun on your road trip.
Yeah, man. Yeah, send us any cool palindromes you come across. 11-11. I don't know. That one seems a little ominous. But and I want to mention our good friend David Prager. I'm saying his whole name because he's
what
a good friend of ours. We've known him forever. And he'll occasionally text me just like, hey, I listened to the show today. Like, here's, you know, my thoughts and or whatever. And he responded to that issue I had a few weeks back where I couldn't listen to Marketplace, my favorite podcast on NPR, for like 2 weeks straight. It was the only podcast I couldn't listen to on any platform. It was super bizarre. And he said, you should listen to this if you're out and about killing time. It's like the exact same story, but way crazier. And this is, he's referring to an episode. It's called the Roman Mars Mazda Virus, and it's the 99% Invisible podcast. And I listened to...
It's actually the Reply All podcast, but it's about 99%
right.
Invisible.
That's right. I'm sorry. Yes, it was the Reply All podcast. But he's referring to the 99% Invisible podcast where he couldn't access that from his new car. And it was the only podcast he couldn't access. And the weird thing is it unravels where... I didn't listen to the entire episode, but it was really interesting because it was basically...
Great.
Yeah, it was really cool. So the guy couldn't listen to his favorite podcast, which was 99% Invisible, and he was trying to figure it out. And then some other person called in and said they had the same exact problem with the same exact podcast. So one of the guys on the show was like trying to figure it out, and he sort of was guessing that maybe it was some weird like audio codec or like a complicated audio file that maybe they did something to the voice, like on the back end or something. Anyway, I'm not sure if they figured it out, but I thought it was really interesting. I'm like, maybe it's just like the ghost in the machine, you know, like the gremlin.
Well, so RIP Reply All. I mean, actually, I shouldn't say that because the show isn't over. It has changed hands. Mm-hmm. If anyone's sort of, you know, familiar with like podcast drama, you probably know what I mean. But this episode... I remember, I was so struck by how good it was. I remember where I was, and I was definitely living in Echo Park at the time, Heather, because I just, sometimes, like, you remember when you heard something where you're like, God, this is so good, and where you were at the time.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And I was walking up in, you know, in the park, but it is a fascinating, deep dive into why pod, like, what is wrong, like, you know, and anybody who's a podcaster, we get this all the time, you know, someone being like, it's weird, like, your podcast didn't update, and it's like, user error some of the time, and other times it's like, something is a little bit weird on our end. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's figure it out, kind of thing, like, we're all better for it. But this is something else entirely.
Yeah.
I won't spoil it, you know, no trailers, but it's a really good episode to listen to. I promise you, you'll like it.
Yeah. Super interesting. If you guys have had this kind of a gremlin in your machine, let us know. Hi@havesuchagooddaycom. I would love to hear from you. In fact, we would love to hear anything you have to say. We are just desperate to hear from you, or please again, come into Discord and talk to us real time.
Please help.
Help us help you and vice versa and all
and
of
ourselves.
Things. Yes.
Yeah. Hi@havesuchagooddaycom is where to send that email. And thank you in advance. We really like to hear your feedback. Thanks to everybody for being with us for 111 episodes. I'm just going to have a big old cake later today in celebration. It's just really fun.
Put 111 candles on it. Good luck with that.
111. Yeah, I will. Maybe just three.
Yeah, there you go.
Say it's 111.
Three ones. Yeah.
But all right, we're going to put a fork in this one.
We
better. Good show as always, Heather. So good to see you. Everybody,
too.
So good to hear all of you. Well, I'm not hearing any of you, but I feel like I hear the chorus of your.
Oh, you do. We do.
You know, your voices in unison.
We hear your ears listening.
We do. Yeah. Thank you for your ears. I love to hear them. And we're going to be back next week to do the same old thing for episode 112.
Yeah, that's right.
Until then, I will remain Sarah.
And I will be Heather forever. Have such a good day. Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.